بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. May praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds. May peace be upon our dear Prophet and his descendants. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Islam, first of all, I congratulate you on the occasion of birthday anniversary of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn al-Hussein, may peace be upon him, was born in Medina 36 years or 38 years after Hijrah. His father was Imam Hussein and his mother was Shahrbanu, daughter of Yazdegerd, King of Iran. On this occasion, I want to talk about the role of Imam Sajjad alayhi salam in the history, especially after the martyrdom of his father Imam Hussein. The glorious Quran says, الَّذِينَ يُبَلِّغُونَ رِسَالَاتِ اللَّهِ وَيَخْشَوْنَهُ وَلَا يَخْشَوْنَ أَحَدًا إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ حَسِيبًا. It means those who deliver the message of Allah and fear Him and do not fear anyone but Him. And Allah is sufficient to take account. The revolution of Imam Hussein, may peace be upon him, had two dimensions. The first dimension of this historical movement was fighting against the oppression and corruption for the sake of Islam, humanity, and for the sake of freedom, and to sacrifice for changing the situation of Muslim community to the true Islamic way. But the second side of this revolution was to deliver the message of martyrs to other parts of the Islamic world. Imam Hussein was in charge of the first responsibility, and he completed his movement and finished his mission on the day of Ashura. Here, let me a few minutes talk about the causes and reasons of movement of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. We know that Islam is the religion of justice, freedom, independence, mercy, and equality of all people. I'm saying Islam is the religion of freedom because Imam Ali alayhi salam said, لَا تَكُنْ عَبْدَ غَيْرِكَ فَقَدْ جَعَلَكَ اللَّهُ حُرَّةً. It means, don't be slave and servant of other people, because God Almighty has created you as a free person. I'm saying that Islam is the religion of freedom of thought, because the glorious Quran says in Surah Zumar, verses number 17 and 18, وَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِي وَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلَ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَاهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمْ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. It means, O Messenger, O Prophet, give the good news to my worshippers, those who listen to different speeches and follow the best among the variety. Those are the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided, and they are indeed men of wisdom. I'm saying Islam is the religion of justice because our leader, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, may peace be upon him, said, وَكُونَا لِلظَّالِمِ خَصْمًا وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنًا. Be the enemy of oppressors and support and help the oppressed people. I'm saying Islam is the religion of equality of all human beings. And Islam is against racism because we recite in the glorious Quran, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس إنا خلقناكم من ذكر وأنثى وجعلناكم شعوبا وقبائل لتعارفوا إن أكرمكم عند الله أتقاكم. O mankind, we created you from a male and a female and appointed for you tribes and nations to be known to each other. Verily, in Allah's sight, the most honorable of you is the most pious of you. These are some of the reasons and causes of victory of Islam during a short time. Because Islam is respecting all values which are respected and accepted by the human being in the world. There is a book which is named Man's Search for God. This book has been written by non-Muslims, some Christian people, and was published in 1999 in New York, in the United States of America. You can read in this book, Islam is the fastest growing religion in the world in our time, especially in Africa and in the Western world. Why? Because Islam is respecting all values which are respected and accepted by all people in the world. But at the time of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the person who recognized himself as the Caliph of Prophet, Yazid ibn Muawiyah, was trying to destroy and change those values, the Islamic values. The cause of Imam Hussein's movement was to save the Islam and the Islamic ideas and the Islamic values. Imam Hussein finished his mission on the day of Ashura, but the second aspect was responsibility of Imam Sajjad as the leader of captives. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam wanted to start his journey to Karbala, his brother Muhammad Hanafi said to him, "My brother, why are you going to Iraq? You are sure that you will get killed in Karbala?" Imam Hussein answered, "My grandfather, the Prophet of Islam, asked me to go to Iraq and he told me, 'Ya Hussein, ukhruj ila al-Iraq, inna Allah qad sha'a an yaraka qatila.'" Muhammad Hanafiya said, "If you are going to Iraq and you are ready to be killed, why do you take your family, women and children with you?" Imam answered, "Because my grandfather, the Prophet, asked me to take them with me and said, إِنَّ اللَّهُ قَدْ شَاءَ أَنْ يَرَاهُنَّ سَبَايَا. God Almighty wants to see them captured and captives. What is the meaning of this sentence? Why does God want the family of Imam Hussein to be captured and captives? If we study the history, we will understand that the revolution of Imam Hussein, without Usara and captives, and without Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, was uncompleted and was not effective. Yazid and Bani Umayyah were going to hide the aim and the goal of Imam Hussein. They tried to make people forget about Karbala and Ashura, Imam Sajjad and other captives. Delivered the message of Imam Hussein and the other martyrs to the Muslim and non-Muslim people in Kufa, in Sham, and in other parts of the Islamic world. Here we can understand that why the Prophet of Islam told Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Inna Allah qad sha'a أَيَّرَاهُنَّ سَبَايَا. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty God, to make us successful, to be good followers of Imam Hussein and good followers of Imam Sajjad Ali ibn al-Hussein alayhim as-salam. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.